This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A former U.S. President, Donald Trump, is endorsing one of his longtime defenders to be the next House of Representatives Speaker. AP Washington.
After Kevin McCarthy's stunning ouster, the ex-president said he would be open to serving as interim leader, but was focused on his White House bid.
We have some great people in the Republican Party that could do a great job as Speaker.
Trump is now officially backing Ohio's Jim Jordan, who says the endorsement will help. Jordan and Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the two leading candidates. It's unclear if either can unite the fractured GOP enough to get the 218 votes needed to win, or whether Trump's endorsement of Jordan will force Scalise out of the race. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Shock and horror giving way to grief and anger in the Ukrainian village of Rosa, where a Russian missile killed at least 52 funeral goers on Thursday. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Residents made space for more graves in a burial plot outside the Ukrainian hamlet of Roza on Friday as they reeled from the horror of what happened the day before. Dozens of people gathered in a local cafe for a meal on Thursday to honor a soldier who died when the missile struck. Moscow denies targeting civilians in its full-scale invasion, a position it repeated on Friday in response to the strike. Not all of the victims could be immediately identified.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. At least 16 migrants from Venezuela and Haiti died early Friday in a bus crash in southern Mexico. The National Immigration Institute originally reported 18 dead, but later lowered that figure. This is VOA News. The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan accused the country's National Security Service of threatening media and civil society and undermining prospects for a democratic transition before next year's election. A new report based on the UN Commission's independent investigations in 2023 was released on Thursday. It gives details about attacks on journalists and members of civil society both within and outside the country. The UN report says the journalists have been subjected to surveillance, intimidation, and human rights violations, including arbitrary detention. South Sudan is going through a political transition period after a lengthy civil war. The information minister on Friday dismissed the report as cut and paste. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial will continue as scheduled next week. If he's at Donahue.
Trump lost an attempt to stop the trial in New York while he fights a pretrial ruling that could strip him of Trump Tower and other marquee properties. An appeals court judge agreed he can remain in control of the holdings for now. The ruling came 5 days into the start of the trial. The former president was in the courtroom for the first 3 days.
I'd rather be in New Hampshire, South Carolina, or Ohio, or a lot of other places, but I'm stuck here.
Trump is accused of routinely deceiving banks, insurers, and others by exaggerating the value of assets on his annual financial statements. The judge ruled last week Trump committed years of fraud. Donald Trump has denied any wrongdoing, arguing that some of his assets are worth far more than what's listed on the statements. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon has launched into the space-based internet industry, setting up future competition for SpaceX and Starlink. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
On Friday, Amazon achieved a significant milestone by launching the first two prototype satellites for its ambitious Kuiper Internet network from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
We have ignition and liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket carrying the proto-flight mission for Amazon's Project Kuiper.
The momentous event was orchestrated by an Atlas V rocket, a collaborative effort between Boeing and Lockheed through their joint venture, United Launch Alliance. It serves as the initial phase before Amazon deploys thousands more of these satellites into orbit, effectively beaming the internet across the globe. The strategic move aims to complement Amazon's formidable web services portfolio and directly competes with the well-established Starlink network spearheaded by Elon Musk's SpaceX. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.